We know not what lies in us till we seek. Men dive for pearls, they are not found on shore. The hillsides most unpromising and bleak do sometimes hide the ore. Go, dive in the vast ocean of thy mind, O man, far down below the noisy waves, down in the depths and silence. Thou mayest find rare pearls and coral caves. Sink thou a shaft into the mine of thought. Be patient, like the seekers after gold. Under the rocks and rubbish lieth what may bring thee wealth untold. Reflected from the vastly infinite, however dulled by earth, each human mind holds somewhere gems of beauty and of light, which seeking thou shalt find.
Thank you. Thank you. 70s funk band Black Heat, urging us to love the life you live. First released on 1974's No Time to Burn album. The song reemerged on the soundtrack for the 2007 documentary from Dan Clores, Black Magic. Here on Deep Threes. KellerKind Berlin began our set with the title track To Little Things, which evolved into the luminous blue variable as calculated by Kevin Lyons for his set of invisible sounds and inaudible sights. Flowing into white mists over midnight waters, the first part by Ajna, the New York-based sound artist. Secrets read Hidden Gems by Ella Wheeler Wilcox, for the LibriVox Weekly Poetry Project, which led us to uncover parts 3 and 4, Pursuance and Psalm, of John Coltrane's A Love Supreme, as performed by the Branford Marsalis Quartet for their homage to their influences, Footsteps of Our Fathers. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I hope you enjoyed the show just as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. I leave you now to pile on to Cumulus, one of Robert Carty's clouds. You can always check out playlists and show archives on the website, d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
This is Bird Note. Any hobby or special interest has its own jargon. You'll pick up on the silly slang that birders use as you go, like calling the yellow-rumped warbler butterbutt. Still, learning a few basics of bird vocab is useful when you're starting out. It'll help you ask better questions when you're confused. And there's a good place to look for those vocab terms: the opening pages of a bird field guide. Most of the book is made up of species descriptions, but the first few sections have general info about what to call the different parts of a bird, basics on bird behavior, and birding tips. So it's a quick and helpful read before a trip to find birds. For now, here are a few vocab words to get you started. The feathers on top of a bird's head are called the crown. Bird vocalizations come in two general types: songs, used to attract mates, and calls, with other meanings such as alarm or just, "Hey, I'm over here." The bright white lines found on many songbirds' wings are called wing bars. Like any language, the more you immerse yourself, the faster you'll learn. For Bird Note, I'm Jonice Franklin.